I love milking it. When I got nothing to say, I love milking it.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Please turn up my headphones. The main console headphones are fried, sir.
More
please.
Cake.
Please, mess with the little plastic nipple.
Oh, you're being serious.
Yeah. I can't hear myself think over this crap.
That's really loud. I know how... That's really loud.
All right, everybody. I am John Papagiorgio. The show is Papa's Basement. My co-host... you have a real name, but
the
you go
lovely
by Pete Maybe.
Pete Maybe.
And I hate the angle that we're being filmed at right now.
That is my real name. Everybody knows. That's
Shut
my
up.
Name.
Shut up.
It is my real name.
No one likes your dumb alias. People DM me all the time. They're like, when is he going to drop that crap? It's ridiculous.
People are talking about me?
No.
That's
well, our listeners
better than
are.
Nothing.
Our listeners, both of them are. I'm not supposed to say that on air. Not supposed to reveal numbers. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. In theory, there was a time I wrote. I don't do that anymore.
I haven't seen it lately, John. What's going on?
Now I just battle depression. I don't really battle depression.
It's fantastic. You should write about it.
I live in it. I play the Wii U a lot. And
yeah.
When I'm not playing that, I sit in my bed and I twitch and then I fire up my 3DS. And then when the 3DS is done... fire up Netflix on my iPad, and then there's like a 5-minute window right before I pass out
where
just a wave of panic hits me and I realize I've done nothing. I am nothing. I have no children. I have no seed. I have no heirs. I have no career.
What the hell, man?
And then I'm just gonna be dead and I'm a day closer to it. And what did I do to put my mark on this world? And the answer
you played
is this
Wii.
Podcast the answer is this
you beat
podcast.
Super Mario World.
And I did beat the hell out of Super Mario 3D World.
That's pretty impressive.
Beat it as all five characters. That
all
means
the
five,
characters.
Five playthroughs of the game.
It's a lot of time.
So, yeah, exactly. When I die and my Wii U is bequeathed to, like, whatever fifth cousin, I guess will get my crap because I had no children.
Not your brother?
I mean, I'd like to think that he would be so stricken with grief he'd go about, like, 10 seconds after
it.
I died. Kind of like Doug Flutie's parents. There's a timely reference for you. Did you hear about that yet?
Just in passing. I actually didn't. Oh, yeah.
I know
hour apart.
You're a girl, so you don't understand
sports.
I don't
like them sports.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
You just like looking at the men's.
I like baseball. There's more men.
That's why you're a Redskins fan right now. Kirk Cousins, dreamy blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Flutie. I believe Flutie was mainly a Bills quarterback. Don't quote me. I know he had the Hail Flutie
don't
pass
quote me.
In college. Exactly. You're a woman, and not a shapely woman like Butters. You're just a skin and bones woman. In the 40s, they would have been disgusted by you and
That's
your lack
fine.
Of curves. Have you ever watched Mad Men?
Yeah, curves.
You would have been Peggy.
Yeah, curves.
Mousy
days.
Little Peggy. Butters would have been the redhead bombshell. What's her name again?
Yeah, why she still is.
Character? So the point is Doug Flutie, known for his the famous Hail Flutie pass. I think he was like a Patriots backup that had like a weird drop kick for an extra point maybe like 7 years ago, and that was kind of the end of his you can find that clip on YouTube that was the end of his career. His parents croaked within like an hour of each other.
Yeah, I heard that. That's wild. Were both of them sick?
The dad was
okay,
and then the dad goes kaput, and then an
kaput.
Hour later the mom dies, and then he tweeted like, they say you can die of a broken heart, and now I know it's true.
And then he died.
All I could think of was, I guess my mom didn't love my dad that much.
Is that what you're thinking?
That was for Allison over there.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, you know, all her moping was for show.
Did you yell at her after? You were like, look at what Doug Flutie wrote.
I was like, this is true love. You moping about, you're a poser. Like, if you really wanted to do something, you would have ancient Egyptianed it, and you would have crawled into the sarcophagus
Phony.
With him. They would have buried you alive like one of his servants. And that's true love. And we need that kind of love in the world. We need that kind of love because this week it became abundantly
clear.
It's a sad
week.
It was shoved in people's faces what a toilet the world is. And not like, not in the way it is for me where, I have like once or twice a week that existential nightmare moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I sit in bed for an hour and I drink like a Coors Stubby.
This is a personal moment, or is this a world-reflecting moment?
Well, there was a world-reflecting moment where last Friday, and I want to chide the Islamists who did this, by the way, because last Friday was my girlfriend's birthday. So really...
Really, guys, pick the bad day.
Prick timing of you guys. Like, could you not have killed a bunch of Frenchmen Saturday would have been preferable. She would have had the nice birthday. Then they would have died.
Not at all.
Like, after I was gone. And instead, you know, she had to walk that weird line of, like, pretending she cared what was going on. But she's also, like, 12.
This is my...
So the world confuses her.
And your girlfriend?
It was her birthday. Yeah, she wanted to just be like,
12.
It's my day. Okay,
it's
I
my
get
quinceanera.
It. There's terror. Exactly. I'm going to get my ears pierced for the 15th time.
She is young.
There's terror in the world, but you know what? My mom got me a mango birthday cake, and you're buying me a nifty gift tomorrow.
And you're getting 15 years.
Yeah.
I came out today.
I'm not Jared Fogel. So. My point is, last Friday, a bunch of Islamic terrorists. I know I'm not supposed to say Islamic, right?
Oh, they, I don't know.
Stand for Islam.
They're, no, they don't, I'm sure.
They're, yeah, they're just coming up with these wacky ideas on their own. I'm not anti-Islam. It's a great religion. I get annoyed when people are like, there's nothing Islamic about these guys. How about everything is Islamic about them?
No, they're complete S-bags.
Yeah, they're S-bags.
No, they really
tore
me up.
They're Islamic S-bags. They're doing it like to the kind of to the letter of the bad parts of the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, look, Metallica released Load. Like, and... 99% of Metallica fans,
mm-hmm.
they want to celebrate Master of Puppets. They want to celebrate Justice for All, the Black Album, the good stuff.
Yeah, baby.
And if you go out there and you call yourself a Metallica fan, the Cliff Burton years, the best years. And if you go out there and you call yourself a Metallica fan, we all understand that's what you really mean. But there's going to be the sick, like, 1% of the population.
You know you don't mean Reload.
That's into Load. That's into Reload, Garage Inc., that kind of crap,
yeah.
Oh, when they thought they were like an alternative band. And you know what? Those people are very able to say, we too are Metallica fans. We're doing this in the name of Metallica. And I can't counter. They are doing it. Those are Metallica albums.
Yeah.
That's how I feel
say
about
it. And it is so.
And I just want to also disclose that I didn't realize Glass Joe's theme song is also the French national
from Punch
anthem.
Out?
From Punch Out. That's what a peasant I am. I heard a lot of moments of silence.
I don't think I realized that either.
I heard a lot of moments of silence that were then, well, it wasn't during the moment of silence they would have played the national anthem, but before or after.
One or the other.
Yeah, you heard...
Usually before.
You heard the 8-bit crowd cheering.
Yes.
And then they did this. And color me shocked that was not just like a Punch-Out thing. Because I could be wrong, but...
When it came on, were you like, that's the Punch-Out song?
Oh, I totally had the light bulb go off because I'm like, I'm a smart boy. I made this connection.
And you're like, this is weird. Why would they do that?
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, no, you're an idiot because you should have known that. It's like seeing a reference to a horse's head chopped off in someone's bed, like Lisa seeing a horse head in her bed in The Simpsons. And then you see The Godfather 20 years later, and you're like, oh, the horse head is like that thing from The Simpsons. No, dummy. No, you dunce-a-roo.
From The Simpsons.
It goes the other way around. But it kind of...
Simpsons did it.
Like, here's the... is this the Japanese national anthem? Because this is Piston Honda. I don't think this is the Japanese national anthem.
I don't know.
Anthem. Someone at home, yeah, tell
honestly,
us.
Honestly, I couldn't tell you.
Is this part
French
of national one. Anthem?
Yeah, this is the American
complete
national.
With the... Okay, I don't even need to watch more of that video because whoever that was racked up 3-star punches in 5 seconds.
Yes.
I don't need to know. But, you know...
I've never beat that game.
Me neither. Mike Tyson was impossible. Is this the... is this the national anthem of King Hippo's Land? Whatever it is. That one was short and to the point.
Lil Mac versus the terrorists?
Yeah, so... I'm going to take this again. Obviously, where I'm at in life, maybe not the best part, but I'm going to put something out there. Again, wildly unpopular.
Okay.
I just want to say, and this hopefully isn't going to be incendiary in any way whatsoever.
In any way?
In any way, shape, or form.
Nobody's going to take it wrong?
No. No one's going to miss the point on this.
Nobody ever has on the show.
I think all religion's bad.
Okay. I can't argue there.
Thank you for going along with that.
Yeah, no, you needed help with that.
I got to thinking, and a friend of mine is over in, not Paris, he's in Cannes or Cannes, however we're supposed to pronounce it.
With the two N's?
There's two N's.
There's a film festival?
That's the one.
That's the one.
Where for 10 months of the year, it's like a sleepy beach village.
I don't know anything about it.
It's like the little town from Jaws.
Okay.
Where they're like, we don't care that the shark's eating people. Our economy needs this because it eats ass for the other 10 months of the year.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much Cannes, except instead of like fat American tourists for those sweet 2 months, it's like European playboys on their yachts.
Oh, I believe it.
With, you know, just
a lot of good coups out there.
Well,
can I say coups?
I mean, you can physically. Your mouth made the shape and it came out. I was going to say some like tasty derrieres smeared in cocaine.
Okay.
But sure. Yeah, Kuzaruski. We'll class it up like that. And he was watching something the other day and, you know, they had an imam on and he was going on about how people, as bad as this was, don't worry because the people that were blown up, they were innocents. He first wants to say that, you know, these guys perverted Islam and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, sure. Totally perverted. Yeah.
Maybe they did. I mean, maybe.
That's none been us, happening
you know what?
All of time.
None of us, and I mean none of us, have sat down and read the Quran.
You don't know me.
Oh, really?
Okay, no, I've never read it.
Are you the redhead from Homeland?
I've read like 7 books in my life.
And 2 of them were Ramona Beasley's?
That's it.
All right. And the guy was going on and on about how, like, you know, this is really sad, but don't fret because those people are in paradise. They were innocents.
Yeah.
And he then commented, like, this is make-believe. Who cares? They're not anywhere. They're in the same place where the terrorists are who blew themselves up. There's nothing. There's just void.
And see, now that's where, okay, so I agreed with you at the beginning.
Okay, continue.
But that's where you and I differ. I mean, I'd like to believe that there's something afterwards, right?
Okay, I mean, do
you... not even have the inkling to just believe that there might be?
No, there's nothing.
Okay. You're pretty sure.
I want you to counter in some way, shape, or form, because the only thing that ever plugs this, as Dennis Reynolds would call it, the God hole. The God hole. And Frank says, and you want to plug it with money and pussy.
Yeah.
And by the way, with your filthy mouth, you're going to listen to this before it goes out on air.
My filthy mouth?
We're going to be beeping a lot, young lady.
Okay.
Mr. Coos.
You know, yeah, you're going to make me listen to it.
Oh, yeah. You get to listen
to
this, and you get to bleep it.
Every time, and it wasn't even me who cussed that last time.
Yeah, it wasn't, but you started this. I'm going to end it. Toby Keith style. That's how we fight here. And what? I was talking about his dumb patriotic song,
I don't know.
For the red, white, and blue, whatever that horrible country song was that came out like '02. So,
That's awesome.
The one thing that makes me feel anything, because don't get me wrong, as much as I declare there's nothing, do you think I like that there's nothing? People hear that out of
me. I'm sure it's not a good feeling.
And they're like, do you get your rocks off on that? Do you like just
why
crapping
would I?
On people's
Why would
beliefs?
I?
It's horrible.
Yeah, why would it feel good?
The fact that my consciousness, which, like, admittedly right now is just in the spiral of playing Kirby's Dream Land Part 19 on the 3DS and a Mario game on the Wii U, and occasionally I indulge in The Affair on Showtime and football, lots of football.
And that's what does it for you.
That's what's filling me right now, yeah. So admittedly, my brain's kind of crap right now, but there's a lot of good stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to think I have, like, a nice thought or two. And it's sad
sometimes you do.
That there's going to be a time where that ceases to exist. That really does. It's a bummer. And you know what? I do want to see my dead pets. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't?
And Miley Cyrus.
Who doesn't want a heaven house with like all 18 of their dead cats?
I don't. Not really. I don't.
Well, the good ones?
Yeah. I've only had 2.
Oh, you're not like a.
Yeah,
cat,
if they added more, I'd be like,
who
like
are
these cats and why do I have to watch them?
All right. But the one thing that keeps me going is hearing someone that's like actually intelligent. Like, I have a good friend, Jesse. As much as I say all these bad things about religion, Jesse's like a Christian, and I feel like personally bad.
So doesn't mind being outed.
Why would he?
I don't know.
What?
Said his name. It's like, where's this going?
Am I that, who is the...
Usually you're like, yeah, my
who's
friend.
Who's the terrorist group?
My friend went to this prostitute. What was his name? Oh, that's it. That's his name. Let me say it on air.
Steven Jenkins. And his social security number is no. Jesse's like a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a smart dude. And he believes in all this. So I'm like, maybe, just maybe, he's like out there kind of like as a counterpoint to me. Maybe he's right. And maybe we'll croak and I'll be drinking my stubbies in bed, in a heaven bed.
Yeah.
Watching a heaven iPad. kicking it with Jesse for eternity, and that would be awesome.
That'd be fantastic.
Do you want on mic? Okay, we have some people in the studio. They want on mic. I will immediately regret this. I know this, but Joel, what's your last name? Put on your headphones.
Emmerich.
Joel Emmerich?
That's it.
I thought you were Mexican.
I thought he said I'm Rick. And I was like, that's fine.
In the Third Reich, it's I'm Rick.
Okay.
In America, it's Emmerich.
Oh, I just thought you were using a fake name. Because I don't blame you.
Everybody, he's, I don't think, on camera. But what did you have to add, sir, to this really depressing conversation? Do you believe?
Yeah, it's getting a little.
Do you believe?
Believe. I mean, everyone has faith. It's a basic human, a component of human nature. But the problem is that, you know, the same ideas that your Christian friends have, the same underlying core matrix of belief is the same matrix of belief that any terrorist Islamic person has. They believe in something that they can't see.
Yeah.
They believe in something that can't be verified.
Mm-hmm.
And they're willing to base their life on those beliefs.
But that sounds like me thinking that I will one day, like, have sex with a beautiful lady and one day accomplish something with my life.
And one day you might repeat
the tenets that you just said again, because I want to run this down the checklist.
Let's see here.
Okay.
If there are things that can't be verified intrapersonally.
Okay, there's that.
Yeah. All right. And you believe in them deeply.
I do. That's why I haven't tested the strength of our rafters yet.
Still want to have sex with her.
Yeah. Can the rafters hold 250 pounds with a rope, Allison?
Well.
My roommate Allison is here.
We have rafters and we have Allison. Where's the rope?
All right. So I believe I'm two for two here. Maybe I have a little more faith than I think. And what was strike three?
If they can't be interpersonally verified,
uh-huh,
and you base your life on them, then you know they're no different than anybody who's a terrorist.
So
it's really the same.
I think you and Nintendo have a pretty spiritual relationship.
I would.
I think that might be something for you.
The same way, like, a lot of Guidos get the clasped hands.
Guidos?
Yeah, on their big steroid-inflated bicep holding mm-hmm. the rosary beads, I would get the Mario glove hands holding a mushroom like that. That's how much that means to me.
It's pretty baller. Worse than my Woodbridge tattoo.
Hey, man.
Your Woodbridge. Why do I even let you on the show?
Seriously. I don't blame you.
You know, why don't you just get like a Culpepper tattoo as a tramp stamp?
No.
And then we can pillory you the way you deserve.
Everybody knows what we're talking about.
All right. But yeah, exactly.
All our fans are super local.
Your Nova geography, then this is just killing right now. Jay, what is your belief?
Wanting to believe. And
I think
everybody wants to believe. Or everybody has
faith
some
is a
sort
basic
of
component of human nature. I mean, why do we plant crops? Because we believe the sun will come up tomorrow. Because we believe.
But it does. It's happened a million times.
Until the sun coronas, and then it doesn't. And so there's a component.
Not everything is about your people's
fear.
So
that's called deductive logic, and deductive logic is the core of all faith. It's a belief in things that may not occur, but we believe will.
But it's already happened like a billion times.
The past isn't an absolute predictor of the future. One day the sun will corona.
And the sun explodes.
Exactly. It won't come up.
And you're going to need 1 million sunblocks.
It's a type of logic that's inconsistent but basic to human nature.
Terminator called it.
Actually, that was David Hume, but David Hume was kind of the Terminator of the
it was in Terminator.
18th century philosophy, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for that, Joel. And
remember Sarah Connor was telling him, she was like,
sorry, that was one thing that did give me faith this week.
Song,
I watched Terminator Genesis, and it has
this
like
dude watches Terminator.
It has like a 19 on
every
Rotten
week.
Tomatoes. Yeah, I do. That's my church. And I'll be damned if it wasn't very, very good. You know, my one complaint, the mother of dragons or the queen of dragons, whatever the hell her name is, Khaleesi, from your Game of Thrones,
sure.
Emily something or other, thought she was a little too damn good to pull him out for the movie.
Well, she's been like that since she started getting paid really well.
In a world where 129 people are killed while they're just out on the town and Khaleesi doesn't pull them out, you tell me why there's room to believe.
That was your horrible,
where's
no
your
good,
messiah
very
now?
Bad day.
Where's your messiah now,
because
Pedro?
You didn't get to see any jugs.
That I've already seen a million times. when they were younger and fresher.
That's true. Yeah, she did. She changed her mind on that. She said she wasn't going to do them anymore.
Yeah, like she in a big fancy Queen of England voice.
Yeah. And I think she also made a claim that she was like, there needs to be more wiener on the show. But I don't think she had any kind of, she was going to hold her end of the bargain up.
Oh, she's certainly put them
away. That if there was more wiener.
Same with Lena Headey, who was naked in 300. Lena Headey, whatever.
Yeah, it's so weird to say that. I would rather prefer with an L.
Yeah. She ain't naked no mo.
I know.
It's a real bummer. So back to
you. I think
it
was just to pull us in.
In this world of no nudity, except apparently we're going to see Khal Drogo's dong.
Oh, fantastic.
One day on Game of Thrones, according to what you just said. What is your, what are you putting out there to cheer up your buddy?
For you?
What
about
smoke
faith?
Are you going to blow in my bung?
I'm not, bro. Sorry.
All right.
Maybe there's some...
So you don't believe in much either?
Maybe there's some rare games out there in the afterlife, and you'll get to play them.
I can live with that.
Yeah.
As long as they're not 8-bit games, that's another thing I'll put out there.
8-bit
right
is great.
8-bit games stink on ice.
I've been playing 8-bit since you bought me the Nintendo system. Yeah, it's been
fantastic. You're playing wrong. Play games from this civilized era where there's save spots all the time.
See,
you never know when you'll get blown up,
I think,
and then I'll have to inherit your system, and I don't want to have to start from scratch.
Well, what's the lowest you can go and still be satisfied that you're playing a video game?
GameCube.
But what was even good on GameCube outside of the major Nintendo titles?
Nothing. But who needs them? Who needs anything outside of the Nintendo world? Give me my Metroids. Give me my Marios.
That's your
faith. Zeldas. That's
it. You live in the house
all day, every day
of Nintendo.
There was some other annoying stuff that came out of the. This is how I view the French terrorist attacks. A lot of things that annoy me that I see on mass media, viral media, I should say. It's not even that it's like a big media story, but you'll see it on every other Facebook post.
Yeah.
There was a guy whose wife, his poor wife, got dusted in these attacks.
A lot of people's wives probably did.
Yeah, yeah. That's about 50% if I know my odds about gender stuff.
It's about 50%.
And he goes on and made a Facebook post that went viral, and he's like, you know what, terrorists? You're not going to have my hate, and you're not going to have my son's hate. And everyone's like, oh, that's so beautiful. How great of him. How big. He's moved beyond it already. And it just sounded so dumb to me. Because
beyond it. I mean, that seems like being
he's very
exactly
zen.
In it.
I saw it as, I don't want to say missing the point, but like, Jay, these terrorists didn't care if they got his hate. They didn't care if they got the kid's hate. You know what they wanted to do? They wanted to kill his wife and him and his
kid. As many people
as
possible.
And you know what? They did that oakley dokily last Friday.
Yeah, I really don't think it bothers me.
Evergreen episode right there.
Oakley dokily.
And it just, there's that. There's the Charlie Hebdo cover where they have the guy riddled with bullets and he's drinking champagne and he says, F guns, we have the champagne. Kind of like a French, Vie de France. We've moved past it.
We're fine. We're still.
Yeah, there's a picture of a terrorist.
Come together and celebrate.
Stomping his boot down on the Eiffel Tower. And then, next frame, he's like, ouch, my foot. And the Eiffel Tower remains unbent. And I kind of hate this stuff because.
I like that one.
Stop spinning it like we had any sort of victory. The West did. We didn't. It doesn't matter how you react to this.
But shouldn't we still show some sort of resemblance that they didn't. Sure, it affected us, but we're not going to live in fear.
But
they aren't going to
do.
Live in fear. But they do, and I understand. But just to say, I don't know. Like, you at least have to just show
Turn
your middle
on
finger
Fox
every now and then.
News. You can just fear bait for 24/7.
Well, of course. But I mean, are you just? What do? You just turn around and go, ah, shit. Oh well.
You
is that bad?
Sally Mae? You got some bleeping to do before this goes live.
Oh. Yeah, I forgot about that.
All right. I don't feel that that's like any sort of gutsy response. It's just, doesn't it seem like rolling over, presenting your tuchus, and saying, oh yeah, you raped me once, but you're not going to rape me twice. unless you decide to, in which case, yes, I will be raped because I have no meaningful defense that I've put forth in this scenario whatsoever.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. But you gotta say something.
There was also the dude explaining to his kid that went viral. Did you see this? The kid's like, why? You know, what happened?
No, I haven't seen anything outside of that because it did, like, on Friday night, like, it did bug me a lot because it really did piss me off that.
Well, it shouldn't because this man replied, although.
Did he clear it up for me?
Yeah.
Should I feel better now?
He said, those men have guns, but we have flowers. And.
Oh, okay, I think that was the right response. Yeah, go ahead. Because that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it shows that we have beauty in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Up until our hearts are blown apart by cola cans filled with C4 on a Russian flight. Up until that happens, we have all the beauty in the world. It's just such an annoying, passive response. I guess it's what we just have to grin and bear it. What's the other alternative? We get sucked into another war?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Where we lose $1 trillion a day and bankrupt the effing country? No, this is just kind of the price we pay. This is the Western tax we are going to have to pay. Every so often, we just suck it up. They get to blow up a couple hundred of us. Everyone gets really flustered by it, as they should, because they're being murdered at random. And then
absolutely.
A week later, we say, you know what? It's
so
all
how
right.
How do you suggest, though, that we remedy that situation? Or is it just something that's just a passage of time?
No.
And then the sun blows up, like we do it until the sun blows up.
I kind of just wish that we were pretty honest. You know what? The terrorists 100% have one. That's it. How is that for a response? The terrorists 1,000% have one. Here are our options in the face of terrorism. We go over there, which, guess what? It bankrupted the effing country the last time we did it.
Still not working out great for us.
We have been broke since 2008. Do you feel any safer? No. And a bunch of people died. Like 7,000 people died there, and then they come home and they're killing themselves like 5 an hour.
Yeah.
Hasn't worked out so well for the military.
PTSD
so
is
we
rampant.
So we can do that. We can not do that and look like a bunch of gigantic gashes. And every so often, these guys are going to pull off another audacious attack.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're going to look like big fat puzzers. I replaced the S with Z's. There's nothing we can do to win. They've got us by the balls. What, do you think we're going to stop terrorism 100%?
No, I don't think so at all.
We could pave
over
that entire area and turn it into like Mall of America 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, but what's even that area? I mean, it's a
selective
group of people.
The sandy, crappy parts of the world. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Nice and flat, just dump a bunch of tar.
Everybody.
Everything.
That's what they're thinking.
Dump it. Turn it into a nice walk around mall. That's how we'll stop being fat Americans. We can walk around the entire mall of the Middle East with its like 1,000-mile length. And by the end of it, we'll be thin enough to treat ourselves to a Funyun or two. But we can't win. They've won. As long as they do this junk in any way, shape, or form, they've won. How's that? How's that for some raw America, raw messages?
I think as long as you say, you know, they're being bothered by it, then yeah, they've won. But if you understand that it's a part of the process, and you know we keep trying to remedy the situation but not going to war, but just accepting it, then I don't know. Can you say that they didn't win?
Sorry, I wanted to let you talk, but you took it nowhere, and I was waiting for that burp.
Yeah, no, I was just. You say that they won, but I don't know. You don't have to accept it.
I mean, I kind of do. I live in a world where I might randomly get blown up. But I guess we can die in a lot of funky ways.
Yeah.
And if you put it in the grand scheme of things,
a million ways to die.
I am way more likely to crash my car because I'm looking at pornography on my phone.
Been there.
Than, you know, someone screaming Allahu Akbar and has a ball bearing vest that he, you know, gives me a hug and then blows himself up.
Yeah.
They'd come for us.
You can take the brunt.
They'd come for us first. You know why they're going to come for us?
I said no.
The picture for this episode, drawing of Muhammad. Drawing
that's a good,
of the big M.
I dare you.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I had some other things I wanted to get to, more religious stuff. But I feel like I've blown my wad on that.
Yeah. This
it's
is
all bad. We're
way
all
heavier
die.
Than
nothing happens.
Than most of the basement.
It
Did
is.
We say why Kelsey wasn't here?
Who, Butters?
Butters. Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot. You don't know her first name.
God damn it, dude. Seriously.
I'm messing with you.
No. Okay. I was... Yeah. Don't say you're messing. That was a real text. I kind of confuse our co-host Butters' first name with your girl's name. One's Kelsey. One's Kessie. What the...
It was one time. Just
Kelsey
messing.
And Casey? There
yes.
we go. Yeah. I don't know. It's all Irish junk. Should all be... They're all, it's all Casey Kasem sounding crap to me.
Yeah. But she's still doing charity work out there or still
what?
In recovery, right?
No, she was like hungover.
Oh.
Well, that's why we skipped doing the show on Thursday and she still had a headache today.
She's still hungover.
I don't know if it's a hangover thing. Maybe a brain tumor.
She went and tried those herbal D pills.
She did. She
must
tried,
have tried them.
I'm
it's
so
just
glad.
So long.
I'm just so glad that we're doing a clean show
Butters,
so that the Arlington station. Isn't
oh,
afraid
yeah.
to put us on
fun.
There. Because I was going to... Yeah. I'm not even going to say it. Not even going to say it. I just won't. People can tweet me if they want to know what that joke was, and then I'll forget the context 5 seconds later.
I already forgot it.
You know the one thing that people apparently are doing in this day and age of just ever-looming darkness?
What's that?
Banging.
Yeah.
That's the
All
one
the time,
thing
since
I can
day
say
one.
About 2015.
Hell yeah.
We are banging... With the greatest of ease, sir.
Y'all banging? You guys banging?
He's banging.
He's banging.
And slanging.
I'm banging. John.
I do things into my wastebasket.
All right.
Yeah.
You banging.
Yeah, it counts.
Until they cry.
What was that, sir?
He's banging until they cry.
Exactly.
Yeah. You gotta try.
Banging it till they're crying.
Unless they cry.
And they're like, when are you going to take me back to rejoin my field trip? That's how hard I'm banging them. So the Center for Disease Control, man, they came out and they said the rates for gonorrhea and syphilis and chlamydia are like through the roof lately.
Really?
People are banging like apes. They're just
yeah.
getting it done
how you
with
do
the
it,
assistance
right?
of technology. It well, it just blows my
you
mind.
You go to the zoo, you watch them, and then you take that home.
It blows my mind. Like, didn't people... Is Charlie Sheen going to be the new Magic Johnson? Do people...
Of course he is. He has money.
Do people... Well,
it's the number one cure for AIDS.
I don't mean the living forever after getting it. I'm just saying...
I don't think he's going to live forever.
I remember...
He's super soon.
I remember when I was a kid, man, it was hammered into my head you used a rubber. Like, they couldn't tell you to use a rubber enough. There was Magic Johnson. There was Salt and Pepper with talk about sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm white, so I pronounced it pepper. Salt and pepper. I mean, you just, it wouldn't, that was it. You had Lisa Left Eye Lopez,
mm-hmm.
who I believe is now Lisa Worm Eye Lopez. But oh. there was a time when she was alive, and she used to wear a condom over her left eye, like some sort of sexual pirate.
Is that what she did?
She did. A used one sometimes if it was a good day for her.
That sounds like a saucy music video.
The condoms admittedly stink, but you knew to use them. Like, every time I don't use one, A, I know I'm an idiot, and B, I play it safe because I'm like, hey, girl, are you a dirty whore with herpes? And she's like, nah,
no.
boo. And then I'm like, okay,
You're
I
like,
can hit this.
That's cool. I met you on the internet.
Exactly.
That's what you said. All right. I totally trust it.
Word is bond.
Yeah.
And then we lock hands.
Bond,
exactly. Like the cover of an EPMD album.
But here's my thing. They've been touting condoms forever, and nobody's decided to make them better. People would use them more if they felt better. I feel like technology and condoms just really haven't progressed.
I don't know if
How
they
do you feel
can.
About that?
I don't know if they can. Don't point at Joel.
I mean, have you...
He hasn't used one since he was
eight. I was going to say, he's like, I know, that's his total response.
He chewed on one, Conehead style. And he went, no, sir, don't like it. And that was that.
Little big bubble.
They do suck. And I was actually having this conversation with
they suck.
Eva.
Of course they suck.
Recently. Eva, you might remember Eva from the show. She's dead, but I chatted with her ghost, seance-y style.
Oh, yeah.
And for some reason, from beyond the grave, she was like, why do men think condoms stink? And I made the following case. I'm like, the heat transference.
She actually said that?
is, yeah, she was, this is true, other than her being a dead talking ghost. That part, Jay, was fiction. Are you tracking with me now?
I'm tracking with you. I just don't imagine her saying it. I could feel like she would understand. Yeah.
Yeah, it was right after I just blew everywhere. Oh, no. She's like, why do men hate condoms?
Yeah.
And I made the case that the heat transference is pretty much there, which, I mean, you can test any old day by, like, getting even one of those, like, horrible lifestyles condoms, like, that are thick as, like, the side of, you know, side of a paint can where you just got that goosh over the side.
Yeah.
Of the paint, and it's like a quarter inch thick. That's how thick a lifestyles condom is.
Oh, yeah.
And you can shove your hand
in
that,
like,
and then jam it in some hot water. And it's not like you will, you'll feel that heat.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about my man, and I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about my man.
Mm-hmm.
My little man.
Little man. All right. I was going to say it. Is that, waiting for you to say
is that Marlin?
Who yeah, little, that okay. is Marlon Wayans.
My Marlon Wayans.
My Marlon Wayans.
My Marlon Wayans. I was going to say Marlon Wayans Jennings. My Marlon Wayans, he enjoys the actual feeling of the moisture. There's yeah. something about that.
Most Marlins do.
Yeah, that like can't be replicated. I guess you can kind of try to trick him.
No, maybe a warm watermelon, perhaps.
Yeah, by dumping like lube or something on the inside, and then that heats up, and you're like, okay, this is great. But then wouldn't it just slide off?
You've never microwaved watermelon?
What is this, American Pie 16, the direct-to-VHS stuff, where it's just Eugene Levy wiggling his huge eyebrows and nothing else? My point is, it's that is what is lost. You kind of, that... The actual, and I hope this isn't too profane, the actual moisture on your Marlon Wayans.
Did you just say moist?
I did.
Too profane.
I did.
Absolutely too profane.
That's why they stink, and that's why they can never be fixed. It's just, there's no way to noodle it out. You could maybe,
science this out.
That's it.
Yeah.
You could maybe make like some sort of barrier that kills all the heavy by the time it soaks
through. What about lambskin? Because I heard that's what Charlie Sheen was using. Totally believe it.
That sounds so ghoulish. If you ever articulated to a woman, someone, somewhere skinned an innocent baby lamb.
To penetrate
skinned
you.
It. And I am going to place its dried flesh upon my erection and then plunge it within you. And she's like, that's cool.
It's Captain Caveman
Kick
style,
her out
dude.
Of bed. Kick her out of bed because she's a dirt soul. And she's going to give you God knows what with her evil witch vagina. Yes, Joel.
You know, I hate to interject here, but you know, it's not the skin of a lamb.
Oh, well.
Is it?
No, what? It's skin. It's the intestine of a lamb. Where have you guys been for
that's so much better.
7,000 years.
I'm sorry.
I think. You know where all the poop passes?
Yeah, exactly.
In an animal? I'm going to put that in you, baby.
You know those things that you see hanging out of the zombies on The Walking Dead?
There's not some guy shaving your condom before he puts it in the package. It's intestine. It's been boiled and washed and hermetically sealed. I mean,
so the
on.
Things that
so
they
really
don't
is
use
like
a
casing
sausage
for
face
your sausage.
Yeah.
That's cool.
There you go.
I
wonder if Eva's dad could make us a couple condoms that might feel pretty good. Who knows?
Just whittle some down for us?
Yeah, he does all the sausage making.
That's true. You remembered that. I didn't.
Yeah.
Look at you getting the friend points.
Well, Eva and I have been friends for years, John.
That's true.
Since our childhood. So,
so true.
So if someone should know that.
You guys see on HBO Vice that the cure for HIV is imminent, right? Not the treatment, the cure.
The cure.
The cure.
So you can get it and then get rid of it.
No. Now they can completely cure HIV, and they're just rolling out those trials to a broader demographic now. So the age of fear that we've all lived in since since we saw Mr. White die from a blood transfusion in the 1981 Sunday Night Special.
Oh, poor Ryan.
Uh-huh.
That's almost over. I mean, HIV is going to be a thing of the past.
Then what? Yeah, so we just got syphilis and...
We got all the bacterials, which everything now is super bacteria. Again, in the column for there is no God. We have antibiotic ourselves to the point that there's like super gonorrhea.
Mm-hmm.
That they will, you get it and you show up with your dripping prick. And then they're like, we're going to put this huge turkey baster of antibiotics inside the P-tube.
Right into it, right into the tip.
That's how that works. And then it doesn't stop dripping. And in fact, it gets angry that you tried to kill it.
Oh, I believe it.
Much like the citizens of Syria. And it just agitates more and more. And
and then it tries to flee.
As great as it is, there is no AIDS. I like that. Don't get me wrong. I've lived in fear of AIDS. You still get the herp.
Do you? I never did.
Really?
No. Mostly always used a condom.
Yeah, you've always bagged it. I'm the one that lives in fear of it and yet would always be like, I hate it, but you know what I also hate? Bad sex. And then I just, you know, you just be like, you're clean,
my
right?
Bad.
You have to understand anytime you ever have someone, if any girl's ever like, hey, it's cool that you're hitting me without the condom, you just have to remember.
Cool.
That's like the first time she's ever said yes to that. You know, you're just that damn special. And
it's
once
so
you remember
cool.
that, you're like, look, everyone before her.
Honestly, it backfires.
Was wrapped up. So I'm pretty much having sex with a virgin right now. And once you remember that, that it's just you're that special.
It's over in a second.
You're good, man. You're good. You're safe.
But see, usually that backfires. Usually you take it off and she doesn't go, wow, it's cool you're doing that. She's like, what the hell are you thinking?
Sometimes I have women that get mad when I put it on. They're like, you're ruining the intimacy.
Okay, I've had that before.
And I'm like, one, you're a dirty whore, and two, marry me.
That's happened once? Twice?
Really?
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, a couple, two, three times, man.
Has it really?
Yeah. Speak to the ladies, man.
I remember specifically.
I remain skeptical here.
I remember specifically one time I reached for it because we were proceeding, and you kind of like to see. It's almost like a game of STD chicken. You're seeing how far it can go, and you're
we've
like,
all played it.
Yeah, like okay, my pants are off. You know, so it's just underwear on underwear. She's not saying anything. Although, why would she? You'd be a mental patient to make me rub her up through my boxers.
Oh.
And because who doesn't remember that Calvin Klein Marky Mark ad where he says the safest sex is this, and then he's just grinding on some model in his whitey tighties. I'm like, shut up,
that's
Marky
so
Mark.
Weird. Yeah,
exactly. That's just how you preemie in your pants, and
something
then you, have
you
loose,
do in public.
Yeah, you have shaved shaft skin
on the subway.
So if you're calling it STD chicken, you're playing the wrong game. It should be STD Russian roulette. That's so much more fun.
I guess.
Hey, I guess chicken implies she has it.
Yeah.
One of yous does.
You have it. The women I've
well,
been
John,
with.
Well, John, yeah, John is like,
chicken.
She's playing chicken.
Yeah, it's just a matter of like which kind of drip I'm
oh,
getting
girl.
Afterward. And so, you know, it becomes, okay, my pants are entirely off. My boxers are off and I'm still kind of like doing things against her panties and she's cool with that. And you're like, okay, this is pretty good. And then she pulls them aside and there's no insistence on the condom. And then you're like, do I or don't I? And I remember specifically in one situation, I was just completely cleared for takeoff. And then I was like, shouldn't we get the
hold
condoms?
Up.
And she just audibly went,
let me check the landing gear.
All right. And she was right because I really wasn't able
she
to maintain.
She let out a sigh.
Yeah, she's just like, eh, all right. And then it ruined the whole scenario. And
it can.
She never let me do anything with her again.
That's fine.
You
probably
never
got lucky.
You guilt a girl into virtue. It's the other way around, John. You're approaching this all wrong. You break a girl down until her virtue disappears. I mean, it's supposed to go the other way.
That is your weird Latino defiling thing. I personally
guilty
just
is charged.
Yeah, you want to break down a good girl. I want to get the girl that you broke down about five dudes later. Just as easier for
just
all concerned.
Broke.
I'll just say you're welcome.
Yeah,
just
thanks.
Broke.
Exactly. You are the Dennis method. I am the Mac. Move in after completion.
Yep.
Two Always Sunny references. One episode. You're welcome, world. Case for God gets a point. All righty. I don't know if this is for or against God. Jay, you went to New York.
Yes, I did. I had some fun. Went around. I saw the late night writers for Jimmy Fallon. Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. It was pretty cool.
So this was a Christmas present?
Yeah.
Or a birthday present?
No, a birthday present. Christmas didn't happen yet.
That's true.
Christmas, by the way. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We went to the Times.
Who's we?
The
elaborate,
New York Times
sir.
Building. Me and this girl. It was pretty cool.
Oh, this chick that lets you?
Yeah, lets me stick it sometimes. And
oh,
then sometimes
geez.
She buys me things.
All right, Grease Man. We're about to get suspended.
What? It's all the things he says. And then
but I say it with
I
a twinkle
this.
In my eye.
Oh, okay.
You fine. Just say it and I can tell you're turned on. It disgusts everyone.
That's because you could see my pants.
Mm-hmm.
But she
and I'm in your lap.
This is my girlfriend Casey. She took me to that, and that was a lot of fun. We got to meet some of the writers afterwards. I got to meet A.D. Miles, who you're not a big fan of the movie, but he was in Wet Hot American Summer. Pretty cool.
Who was he in that? Like,
he
that's
is
the one
chef's
thing,
assistant.
The one thing I know about Wet Hot American Summer is it managed to have
American
a cast
Summer?
That went on to
what?
Great fame.
This room sucks.
Who 80 what?
A.D. Miles. He's the head writer at The Tonight Show now.
Like A.D. as in Anno Domini, Year of Our Lord?
A period D period.
Miles.
Miles. Yep.
You know who has abbreviation?
After death.
Like, that's so porn star. He might as well be TT Boy.
That is true, though. I didn't think about that. 80 Miles.
80 Miles. I know we'll never get hired by him one way or the other, so I feel safe and say it wasn't.
Do you think so? Because he told me he would be on the show, but he said only after he heard this episode.
Okay.
So,
you know,
I really should have brought that up earlier.
That's how stupid I am. For 3 seconds, I went, really?
So I'm sorry. I wanted to tell you on air. I wanted to see what your
little boy
was.
Heart skipped a beat. All right, so we do this show, and you guys listen to that, and you're like, well, you are both just two swinging D's, radio titans.
Teeming
clearly,
with testosterone.
Clearly, this is all you were put on this globe to do.
Perhaps.
Other than play the Wii and look at pornography.
Yeah, mostly that.
And drink Coors Light in bed.
Getting paid for it.
But Jay has aspirations outside of that. I have aspirations, too, mm-hmm. but my heart's kind of died at this point, and I realize it's never going to happen. But Jay, that
have
hasn't
a lot of fun with the
yet.
Writing,
and he wants to write. He wants
not
to
broken
write
yet
for late night. So it was really like cool gift mm-hmm. that the woman you described as what? Just the girl that lets you stick it in her.
Oh no, the most amazing woman in the world.
I believe I quoted you verbatim, but tomato tomato. And she got this present, so you got to meet the writers. Now I want to hear from you, like what? Now we're going to go for two Mark Wahlberg references one episode. Not a
what was it like to rub up on them?
Well, I'm thinking about Wahlberg circa Rockstar, where he goes and
you know,
sees
I never
like
saw
his favorite
Rockstar,
band.
Sorry.
Well, he goes and sees his favorite band live. And if I remember the plot correctly, a Syrian terrorist gets on stage and says Allahu Akbar and kills the singer.
Good Lord.
Before saying death to Western decadence. And then
F this already.
Mark Wahlberg becomes the singer for the group for a while. And then there's like a Jennifer Aniston lesbian scene that made the rounds on the internet, but she doesn't get naked. She just kind of kisses a girl.
Bummer.
And I'm like, what am I, 8?
Yeah.
So, you know, I waited for someone to like Photoshop in some nip. The mm-hmm. point is, he got to meet his idols and then was immediately hired by his idols. So I'm thinking, as much as you're playing it, Chilly Willy on air with me right now. Look me in the eye, man.
I'm gonna be there next month.
Come on,
sorry.
It's your boy.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm gonna be over there.
You went there thinking, I'm gonna hand out a couple stickers for this podcast I'm on, this piece of crap.
If I handed any out.
I know how you view this podcast. I'm like the big
part. The best
part,
thing in my life right now.
I'm the big part of the rocket that the space shuttle's on. The space shuttle
let's
Pete
go.
Maybe. And I'm going to fire you into the atmosphere, okay. And then you're just going to dump me into the Pacific where I just gurgle,
just
gurgle,
burn
and drown.
Out.
Yeah, and maybe some fish will live in my hollowed-out belly for a while.
As long as I don't end up like the Challenger.
So, I mean, that would make for a good episode.
That would make
if you, blew
you happy.
Up on air.
When
I mean, I'd get to tell people I knew that dude.
You'd be like, I helped him out, and I don't know what happened. He just went sideways.
Yeah, and then I'd be like, hey, space shuttle program, I will not give you my hate. And my son will not give you his hate. And that will bring you back to life.
But, John, that is not what happened. So against all my wishes.
You didn't go
there. They didn't hire me on the spot.
And get hired.
No,
they didn't recognize the funny in you.
Nope, they wouldn't even take my packet.
Really? Did you please tell me you went there with the packet?
I wrote it on a napkin. No, I didn't. I didn't have that.
See, I think...
They were really cool. They got to answer a couple questions about what I should really focus on when I do the packet. So that was some pretty insightful stuff. No, I'm not going to tell anybody. Are you
hold
kidding
on.
Me?
So I know, I think I have my pulse on the finger of comedy circa 2015. A lot of ethnic humor.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between men and women.
Yep. Super. Yep. You're getting close.
Okay, Asian drivers. Mm-hmm. I got you, buddy. Asian female drivers.
That's it.
All righty.
That's it.
Sorry I let it out on
air. Offend everyone.
Sorry I let it out on air. So they
don't
pick up the funny
try and write
in
a
you.
Universal joke.
Much like Obi-Wan saw all those midichlorians in young Anakin. They didn't pick up all the funny in your blood. You're not hired. You're going to be on the show for the foreseeable future. That's what I'm hearing here.
They said maybe.
Really?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I didn't ask. That'd be weird of them.
Don't BS a BSer. That's what I say to you. So, anything else happened? You were in New York.
Well,
before its latest terrorist attack,
which
will
be happening a couple months from now. They are very progressive. They are already apparently... well, here's what happened.
Okay.
I ate some very, very crappy Chipotle knockoff food right by...
why did you go to the Chipotle knockoff? Were you like some dumb tourist?
They didn't have some Chipotle there. And
you're like, oh, look at this. This is some hole in the wall.
Dude,
I bet it's full of New York-y experience goodness.
No, I've had plenty of hole in the walls that were great.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I always get a drink. We usually go to the NBC building, hang out there for a little bit, and I usually get a drink downstairs.
Oh, usually. So this is no big thing for you?
Not a big thing at all.
Oh, okay.
Usually rub a couple of elbows and mm-hmm. just... Meet a lot of celebrities.
Alec
and,
Baldwin and his 30 Rock character.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Hey, Jack, what's up?
Yeah. I could say some names, but, I don't really want to out anybody yet.
Okay.
So.
I'm going to call you
I'm
Skinny
using...
Lutz then.
Okay, go ahead.
If we're doing 30 Rock, you're Skinny Lutz.
Mm-hmm. I didn't watch 30 Rock.
Just get out now.
I know that's going to upset you. But, okay, so I'm using their restroom.
At
I gotta go.
At the crap hole place already. Or no, I'm
no,
sorry.
No. So
you
this
ate
is at
the
NBC building.
And you got filled with
I'm using
parasites.
A good toilet.
Is that
where celebrities poop.
If you want to laugh.
The executive washroom.
I remember the first time I was ever in the old JFK building and I was peeing in the urinal and I was like, the penises of Don Geronimo, G. Gordon Liddy, Mike O'Mara, so many penises.
So
men that I respected have been
yeah that
over
put it in
year.
A lot of strange and you're sitting down on that
yeah I could still it stank like someone had flung tuna against the wall of a dorm.
God.
You're absolutely right.
Oh,
no, I was like my penis is in the proximity of great penis.
Yeah,
that's
pretty cool.
That's it was like two Highlanders sensing each other. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, get to your story now. You've made it ugly and wrong.
Wow. Sorry, but anyways, I went to what I thought was the men's bathroom, which it was, and I went to relieve myself in a number two fashion.
Okay.
And as I exited,
and I just want to say for the record, he is so courteous. This boy over here, we went in to tinkle together earlier today, and you dropped trowel and then just sat there like a dog holding it until I left. You just waited. Because
you always get
a
weird
door.
That I always drop as soon as we get in there.
It is weird. And you're right.
And I don't blame you.
You're right to keep it in, Benji.
That was a nice...
Back to your
story.
It was
a nice gesture.
It is. It's very respectful.
I'm glad everybody knows.
I feel like an Asian elder. That's how much respect you give. All right. Back to your crapping.
So, anyways, I get out there and, I'm on there. I'm in there for a little while. And then I get finished
nice.
And I walk out.
Sunday paper
somebody's been in there. No, not Sunday paper. I couldn't finish a crossword.
Okay.
But I get out, and I just see a woman washing her hands. She's been in there for, I don't know, like the last 5 minutes, by the way, because I was like, oh, somebody's in here. That's cool. Try not to make too much noise.
All right, so
now you get weird.
It's like a legit woman.
Oh, absolutely.
Not like the
100%.
The
she's
bearded...
washing her hands. And I just smirked. I was like, oh.
It's not like the bearded
dude
won that European singing competition last year. It's like an actual... Okay. Now, was it a unisex bathroom?
No, it was not. It was across from the women's bathroom.
All right. Now, was there a chance that Rosie O'Donnell and Paula Poundstone had walked into the women's bathroom and just worked
and
it
Paula
over?
Poundstone.
Like, oh, Paula Poundstone... Rosie
if Paula
O'Donnell,
Poundstone came in there, there's no way I could compete with that.
They just ate at the place you ate at, and twice as much. And they're both just in their shirts off, grunting on their johns. And she's like, I'm not having any of it. Do you think it was that kind of situation?
I would watch that sketch.
Was she striking a blow for equality by inhaling your vapors? Like, why do you think she was there?
I don't know.
Was she a but comely she was young probably... lady? Was there an air of sexualité?
For a second, I thought maybe. I thought maybe.
Did you invite her into what?
She did make eye contact, and I was like, whoa, hey. We don't do, like, guys don't even do that. I don't know why you, she made a very, like, purposeful eye contact. And I was like, that's cool.
Was the sexual tension in the air as thick as your musk?
Yes.
Wow.
No, there wasn't much musk.
I thought this was going to be a gross story, but we have delved into the world of erotic.
Yeah.
Good.
Super hot.
So New York is so great, you're telling me. That there's pretty girls
women
waiting
will try
for
and
you.
Find you in
you've...
the bathroom. Yeah, they're at the bar. They're in the bathroom.
Oh my good lord!
That's it.
That is a it's great
perfect.
Story.
Let's go.
Why did you make me tag that onto the end of the episode? We should have led with that, ended with it,
just
and told
it
a couple
it.
Times in the middle. A pretty girl, a pretty poo companion.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. It was just different.
Did you feel weird about it?
A little bit, because I was like, whoa, I would have, maybe calmed it down a little bit
you
in
would,
the back end.
You wouldn't have exclaimed, like, whoa, Nelly, like
yeah,
someone
I probably wouldn't
run.
Have been like, I was like, oh, yeah.
You did those old man grunts.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Yeah, I probably would have chilled out a little bit, would have acted a little more,
I don't,
a little
yeah,
more cool.
I don't think I, like, the way I look, especially right now, I need everything going right for me. To be even remotely sexually appealing. So you're an adorable little munchkin of a lad.
I
don't want to say
so.
Munchkin. You're taller than me, but you're willowy. You probably poo like a greyhound. Like it just looks like a brown tapeworm. my point is, you can have dropped heat 2 minutes earlier and walk out and do like a Joey Tribbiani, how you doing? And a girl would eat it up. But like... I think if I did exactly what you did,
mm-hmm.
that same woman like would have called the cops on me.
But you...
I was in the men's room,
yeah.
but somehow she would have made it my crime.
I did
That's
get
the world
that
we
kind
live
of
in
air.
2015.
Yeah, she was just like, oh, what? You're not going to say anything?
Really?
I was like, yeah, she
this
looked at me like I was like, and I just smirked. And then she stayed there.
You
and
smirked
dried,
and winked.
And just dried her hands. For what seemed like another 5 minutes while I washed mine for maybe 5 minutes. Because I was like, I'm not going over there. I don't know
I mean,
what
like,
she wants from
no
me.
No joke. Do you think she was maybe like a call girl? And like that's how she drums up business?
That'd
like
pretty strange. Because
the dude's already
public
in the
bathroom,
John.
And that's a really crowded place.
The dude's already in the John. He's away from his girl. She can just finish.
She followed me in there and she was
yeah.
like, I'm going to wait for him to finish this.
Yes.
Couldn't handle the plumpkin.
Like he's already like happy from what he did. Maybe I, while he's, you know, singing skippity-doo-dah.
Let's top this off.
Yeah, he chucks me an Abe Lincoln to complete the trip. Well, you seem chuckly. And
that's
I think
how you
we're,
finish it.
We're out of here, so let's do the outro music. You weird, weird pooping seducer. All right, people, this was Papa's Basement. Thank you for making it to the end with us. My name, John Papa Giorgio, at Papa's Basement on Twitter. InPapa'sBasement.com is the show's website. Facebook.com/Papa'sBasement. That's where I post things that you've seen posted elsewhere first. How about you, buddy? Promote your wares.
I'm Pete Maybe. I'm at Pete Maybe. Maybe, maybe, maybe not on Tumblr.
Worst name
ever. You don't have to go there. Haven't written in a while.
No,
taking
people,
John's lead on that.
Your biggest fans in the audience wouldn't know how to get there.
It's
that
true.
Handle is 96 letters long.
I know.
It is like the most secure Wi-Fi key. And you're just like, that's how you get to my writing. That's how I'm going to get
password.
Noticed one of these days.
That's it. Somebody's just going to stumble upon that.
Yeah.
So there it is.
Okay.
DeadMaybeJokes@gmail.
I like that.
Hit
that
me
one's
up.
Pretty good. I'm inpapasbasement@gmail.com. I don't know why I said that. Now you can really track me down. No one sends me anything good, ever. Except for Job. Job's a good egg. He listens to every episode. He sends
oh, yeah.
me good things. Good for Job. It's probably pronounced Job. I always just say Job.
Because
it's spelled Job.
You're good.
If my name was spelled Apple and someone said it's pronounced Apple, guess what, Apple? That's what you're getting.
Apple.
Apple.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but